With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Blue crabs are an important part of the Chesapeake region's culture, diet, and economy. But crab remains are rare in archaeological sites around the bay. This has led some scientists to believe that Native Americans did not eat the beautiful swimmers that today we find so delicious. Tuck Hines is director of the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center.
What we know about what Native Americans ate is based on some historical records, but also on looking at the trash piles that Indians left, mostly on the shoreline of Chesapeake Bay. And the majority of those trash piles are made up of oyster shells, but not much in the way of blue crab remains are generally found in those middens or trash piles.
It might make sense that Native Americans did not eat blue crabs. After all, blue crabs were not a very widely harvested species, even by European Americans, until after World War II, when the crab pot was invented as an underwater trap. In the century before that, oysters were the most popular food from the Chesapeake. Before that, it was terrapin, American shad, and sturgeon, all of which were overfished nearly to extinction, until little was left to eat in the bay except the ornery, edgy blue crabs. Centuries ago, maybe Native Americans had no reason to mess with blue crabs because they had so many other larger morsels of protein they could pluck from the bay with ease. The problem was, documents from the 1600s show that Native Americans were interested in blue crabs as a source of food.
If you look back at the records when Europeans arrived and negotiated fishing peace treaties, including fishing and hunting rights, those descriptions and those treaties included rights for crabbing as well as fishing of finfish and a collection of oysters.
So then, why were crab shells missing from Native American archaeological sites, while oyster shells and even little fish bones were common? To solve the mystery, Hines and colleagues re-examined old trash piles around the bay with something new. They used sieves with a very fine mesh. Looking more closely, they discovered tiny fragments of crab shells in 93 different Native American refuse heaps or middens around the bay, some going back more than 3,000 years. The conclusion was Native Americans, in fact, ate lots of crabs. But the shells partly dissolved over the centuries, in part because of acid rain from coal-fired power plant pollution in the 20th century. Analyzing the size of the tips of the crab claws they found, the scientists extrapolated how large the crabs must have been. They discovered the crabs caught by Native Americans were much larger than they are now, some twice as large as the typical 5-inch crab caught today.
We've found middens that contain crabs as large as 10 inches in this, which is a quite large crab.
It's not that these giant crabs were a different species. They just lived longer because they faced much less fishing pressure. Crabs today typically do not live more than 2 or 3 years because most are quickly scooped up by watermen using dredges or pots. Every year, about half of all adult crabs in the Chesapeake Bay are caught. But back in Native American times, only maybe 1% of blue crabs were harvested every year by people using baited lines and dip nets. So blue crabs lived twice as long and grew up to twice as big. Imagine those meaty crab feasts with those monster crabs. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.